The subject we are going to talk about here is religion and imperialism. In 1492, a ruthless 500-year war was launched by white Christians against a good part of the rest of the world. It was the bloodiest campaign of imperialism and genocide in history. It created the largest and most brutal slave trade in history. And it set in motion today's global environmental crisis, which might very well end a good part of life on Earth. So this was not a very positive development. Now, by 1914, Western Christian forces had seized control of almost all the planet, except for two countries, specifically Japan and Ethiopia. And our study of this reveals a very interesting fact. These are the two countries that expelled Christian missionaries in the 17th century and didn't let them back in until late in the 19th century. The missionary movement has served as a tool of imperialism. That is a fact. And we thought it relevant to point this fact out in analyzing history. People point out that Ethiopia, unlike Japan, is a Christian country, but they didn't want Western Christianity. They wanted their own version of Christianity. So it is a highly relevant point to note why they were able to protect their freedom. In the case of China in particular, the Western powers, including the evangelical Christian Mr. Palmerston, who was Prime Minister of England, forced the Chinese to accept drugs peddled by Western drug dealers, the Opium War, and missionaries. The drugs were bad news, but the missionaries were worse because the missionaries introduced religious instability into China, culminating in one of the most bizarre events and bloody events in world history, the so-called Taiping Rebellion, where a lunatic claimed he was related to Jesus, set up a huge political cult, and started a war which ended up killing 30 million people and severely weakened China's ability to stand up to the West and protect itself. So these are historical facts that should be investigated further, but we just wanted to put them out in the historical record.